Okay, today's daf is daf chaf. Again, I wasn't supposed to be here today, but as we've heard, the tragic news of Menachem's brother. So, as Hashem, the levaya will either be today or tomorrow. Those who are interested could keep look at our website and keep posted of the events and when things are going to happen. But today, let's learn on daf yutesim abeis on the bottom. We're starting with a new story. Today is a couple of stories. Some famous, some not as famous. And let's learn Torah together. Tana Rabbanan, about 10 lines up from the bottom, your testament base. Tana Rabbanan, Pamachas, Olu Kol Yisrael Regel Yerushalayim, V'lo Hoya Lohem Mayim Lishtos. One time, all of Kol Yisrael came up to be Olu Regel in Yerushalayim, and they did not have water to drink. Holach Nakdimon Ben Gurion, Eitzel Adon Echad, Nakdimon Ben Gurion went to an Adon, Amarlo, Halveni Shnemesri Mayinos, Mayim Loli Regalim, please lend me 12 wells of water for the Oli Regalim. There was a drought, there was no water, and he wanted to borrow. The Marsha says he was hoping b'schus the Yud Bei Shvatim that would stand with him, so therefore he asked for 12 Mayinos Mayim. V'anietem l'chashtemes ro'enos Mayim. And I'll pay you back. V'im eini nosin l'cha, and if I don't pay you back, ha'reini nosin l'chashtemes ro'e kikar kesef. If I don't pay you back, I will give you 12 pieces of silver. Sounds like a great deal for the lender. The Kavalozman, and they made up a time exactly when the loan was going to be repaid. Kivan Shigi has Mandala Yaduk Shamim. Once the time came and the rain has not come, Bishachris Shalachlo. So in the morning, the Adon sent a letter. Shkarli Omayim Omo, Shish Libyatcha. Time to pay me. Give me the water, or pay me the silver pieces. Shalachlo Adayin Yishlizman. Kalayam Kulo. Shalihu. I have time. I have the whole day. What do you mean? So he had the whole day. So why did he send them in the morning? So the Marsha explains, the Adon felt ad velo ad bechlal. When you make a loan that it does not include the until a certain day, it felt ad velo ad bechlal. So that's why he sent them in the morning. Nakdimon said, what do you mean? We didn't specify terms of the agreement. So therefore, what's the rule when you have a suffix in Dinimamis? So it's a suffix, so it's my day. That's what he means, that kulo shali, the whole day is mine, because we didn't specify. So I was assuming, ad v'chlal, so therefore, I have the rest of the day as well, on my side. So, but saharayim, in the afternoon, shalach lo, shkar li, omayim, omosh, yesh libyatcha. So in the afternoon, he says, okay, so now, send me money, or pay me back the water, or send me the money. So shalach lo, da'yesh li shos v'yom. I still have more time. So there, again, why did he come back in the afternoon? So the Marshal explains. So maybe he thinks, even though it's Ad Bechlal, Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal, he, what's half the day, maybe over the day is enough to, even for the Ad Bechlal Shita. So therefore, but Saharayim, he also sends back to him. But he says, I still have time. B'mincha shalach lo, shkar li omayim amosh yesh li biyatcha. Mincha, he says, send me back the water, or the money. Omosh yesh li biyatcha. Shalach lo, atay yesh li shos v'yom. He says, I still have time. So therefore, this is already towards the end of the day. We'll get back to that lashon in, actually, we'll say it now. So what were the three times? It was shachris, saharayim, and mincha. Says the Turi Evan, you see from here, says the Gvuras Ari. I'm sorry, says the same person. Says the Turi Evan in the Gvuras Ari. Nira li that saharayim hainu zman mincha gedola. Shumi vav shos umechso lamala. Umincha hainu mincha katano. Shumi tesh shos umechso lamala. But the fact that the Gemara uses two different times, one called saharayim and one called mincha, sounds like it's two different times. He doesn't quote any more of this, but if you look in the Rishash says, oh, it's a raya to the Rambam. Which Rambam? We've mentioned a number of times in past years, I don't think this year, but past years, when's the best time to daven mincha? Mincha gedola, which is 6.5 hours into the day, or mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. Earlier or later? So that's the machlokas rishonim. The Rambam's lashon is that mincha time is from 9.5 hours. That is mincha. And then he says, if you daven from 6.5 hours, yatsu b'di'evet. Because the current Pesach, the current Tamid on Erev Pesach, could be even brought then. But the Iker time for Mincha, says the Rambam, is later time, 9.5 hours. But the Tur, in the beginning of Reish Lama Gimel, the Tur writes, no, the Iker time for Mincha is Mincha Gedola. Because he says, Reza Makdimel Mitzvahs. That's the basis for the earlier sheet. It's Machlokas Rishonim, the best time to have a Mincha, the earlier time or the later time. So the Rishash says, from this Gemara, it appears that the fact that the Gemara called the later time Stam Mincha, so it sounds like a Raya or a Smach to the Rambam. Other Gemaras point to the Tur. Again, that's the Ha'ara that he has in the story about this. The Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Gimel quotes the Rambam Shita. Mishe his palo tefilas mincha lacha she shows umechza ulamala yatsa v'ikers mana mitesha shows umechza ulamala, and when does it end, etc. So that is the Shulchan Aruch Shita. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes v'ish v'ishom shemikilim lechachila. So again, this is machlokes. One should follow one's minute. Okay, Vayter in the story. So Nachman Ben Gurion is getting into a difficult situation. He needs a lot of water in a short amount of time, or else he's going to have to pay a lot of money. So what happens? Last line on New Testament base. Liklik lav oso adon. So the adon starts mocking him. Omar, it's already mincha time. It's late in the day. Right, mincha katana. It's 2 hours left of the day. It hasn't rained the whole year. It's going to rain in these 2 hours. It's going to rain enough. So he starts mocking him. Omar, kol shadakul liyaduk shamim. It hasn't rained the entire year. Now it's going to rain. So the Adon goes in to take a shower. B'simcha, very happy that he's going to get his loan paid back. Meanwhile, as the Adon goes into the bathhouse, so Nakdimo goes into the Beis HaMikdash sad, upset. The Mefarsha points out, not sad because of his own personal loss, but sad because of the fact that Am Yisrael is not going to have water. Or he's not going to be able to pay back, and there was a chil shem shemayim. Nis'atef v'amar tefilos. He puts on a talis. We've had that. Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is nis'atef betaliso. So he was nis'atef, and he stood betfilo. Amar lefan of Rabbona Shalolam. Galuy v'yadu lefanecha. It's known in front of you. Shalol lechvod di asisi. That I did not act for my own kavod. V'lo lechvod beis abba asisi. Not for my own family's kavod. El lechvod cha asisi. I act for your kavod. Shiyoha mayim mitsuyin la'oli regalim. So that water is matsui for the oli regalim. I just wanted water for Am Yisrael. Miyad. So immediately. Niskashu shamayim ba'avim. The skies got cloudy. The yardu gushamim. And it started raining. Achad ismalu shtemes remayin osmayim bahosiru. Until the 12 wells that he was supposed to pay back, they get filled up, and there was even more. They were overflow. It was more than what was more than fill. So meanwhile, so they each left. He left his shower, and he left the Beis HaMikdash. So they met each other on the road. So what happens? Amar lo. So Nakdimon says to the Adon, "Tain li d'mei mayim yoser sheyesh li biyadcha. Now you owe me money." Right, there's extra, so now you got to pay me back. So the Marsha points out, he wasn't really saying this literally, because there weren't any terms of agreement that he was going to have to pay back if there was extra rain. He was just saying, that, you know, look how much rain there is, now you even have to pay me back something. Omer lo, he says to him, Yodeya ani, shalohirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamo, ela b'shvilcha. I know Hashem didn't literally shake the world except for you. Meaning I see this amazing thing happens. Ella adayin yishli pischon pe'alecha, but still I have one more taina, I have one more way out. She'otzi mimchas mo'osit, a way that I could get my money. She'kvar shaka chama v'kishamim v'rshus ha'yardu. Yeah, it rained tons, but it rained after Shkia. Rained after Shkia, and therefore, you know, it's my money, it was too late, and you have to pay me back. Prove to me that it didn't rain, that it rained all before Shkia. Right, I think it rained after Shkia. Interesting, Shkia and not Tseis. I saw one of the acronym also that say that Mashma from here, that if you have a general agreement without specifying a time of day when it's finished, it ends at sunset of that day, Shkia of that day, and not Tseis of that day. The fact that he says here, it was before Shkia. So what happens? Nakdimo turns around and goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. Nis'adev Abba Betfila, and he goes, wraps himself in a towel and davens. Make it known that you have loved ones in your worlds. Make it known, as it says in Perkei Avos, there's chiba that Hashem loves us, but it's chiba yesera, so that when it's known that we are loved. So that's what he's saying, make it known. So miyad, immediately, nispasru ha'avim v'zarcha hachama. And at that moment, the sun came back out, even though it was after Shkia. After Shkia, the sun came back out. Ba'osa Shah, to prove that it was still daytime. Ba'osa Shah, Amar lo Ha'adon, so the Adon now says, either lo nikdara hachama, if the sun wouldn't have come back out, hayali pischon pe'alecha, sh'osi v'cha ba'osi, I would have been able to get my money, but now I'm stuck. Now you have proven yourself that you don't have to pay back. Tana, first wide line. Lo Nakdimon Shemo, Ela Buni Shemo. Really, his real name was Buni and not Nakdimon. Why is he called Nakdimon? Because the son came out for him. So that's the story of Nakdimon Ben Gurion. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Nikdimalahem Chama Ba'avuran. There were three in history that the sun shined for them. That the sun, Rashi says, Nikdara, is a Lashon Zarcha, top Rashi. So what the three that the sun shined for them? Moshe, the Yehoshua, the Nakdimon Ben Gurion. The big three. Moshe and Yehoshua, as we'll see in Psukim in a few minutes, and Nakdimon Ben Gurion, and Nakdimon. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah asks, there's one left off the list, maybe two left off the list. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Chafei, Hadaloka Chashiv Nami, Yaakov. What about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, the sun, right, by the sun shined for him, right, a sign extra. So, Lo Chashiv Nami Yaakov, Kisham Lo Hayu Rak Tashlumin. Yaakov was owed sunshine when he had his dream and the sun set too early, so he was owed sun. So that's why it wasn't extra. Kadosh Baruch Hu owed him some sunlight in his life. So that's why Yaakov is not on the list. It might have been Tashlumin. So another answer that one of the in the Biurei Hadath, he quotes, no, Yaakov was different. What does it mean here that Nikdaraleb Chama Ba'avuran for them as an answer to their tefillos? That's the ikker. By these three personalities davens for it to something to happen, and they were answered. Shemesh B'Givo Domi, Yerech Be'Makayalon, as we'll see in a minute, Yeshua had a whole conversation, according to the Medrash, with the sun about you have to set. And the sun says, no, I'm a Bria of Hashem, I have nature. Yeshua says, you have to set because I'm in charge right now. So they daven. So that's what it means, these three. And Nakdimon and Moshe. Moshe Enkin, when it came to Yaakov, the sun set, but it wasn't after the yes for it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was interested in it setting early or shining early. So that could be another answer why Yaakov is left off the list. Also, the Gvura Sari mentions, he says, what exactly is the comparison between these three people? Kashali, ma'in ha'hidin akdimon le'mechshuvi ba'hadei ha'hidin Moshe v'Yoshua. Isn't the Nakdimon story somewhat different than the Moshe and Yoshua story, which we'll get to? The Shab haya abida mamish v'lo ha'licha ana va'ana. Over there, it was that by Moshe and Yoshua, the sun stopped. It stopped. Didn't move. Stayed where it was. Ukidachsiv gabi Yehoshua, vayido ba'shebesh, udemoshe gabalog bezir Yehoshua, v'Yoshua. Avalei the Nakdimon, what happened? It came back. Exactly the same nace. It wasn't Nikdara. If you say Nikdara, means the same thing. Avalei the Nakdimon, lo'am the klab ha'makom echad, el shechazra v'zarcha la'asher shaka, k'damer miyad espazar av'zarcha. So, kesher, is that they're not exact? Okay, they all have to do with the sun, but isn't it somewhat different? Moshe and Yehoshua, where the sun stopped, and the Nakdimon, where the sun came back after it had set? So he says, you have to say, V'yesh lomar to be called makom, kishachazro lo shaka miyad. It must be when it came back at the time of Nakdimon, it also didn't set right away. It stopped for a few minutes. El shah saksas be'amida, b'makom echad, k'desha tireh, v'tireh, v'tiyeni keres, v'chalakol. It couldn't have come back for a second and left. Because the whole point of it was that people see it. So you have to say there also that it came back and then it stopped and stayed in the Shemayim for a little bit, so that's the parallel in between the Nis. There's a lot of discussion in Sefer Yeshua and Perek Yud where the Nis happened of Yeshua stopping the sun, but I saw just one thought from the Bnei Yisachar. There it says obviously Shemesh Begivon Don, but by Yehoshua it's also V'yareach Be'imek Ayalon. The moon also stopped. Why did the moon have to stop? Why only the sun? Asked the Bnei Yisachar. He needed the moon. So he says, Bishlamah Shemesh Mukhar Chay Lahamin, Bechdei Sheyarech Hayom, right? He wanted the day to be longer. The Medrash says it was Erev Shabbos when he was fighting, and he didn't want that to have to be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, he davened the sun stay longer so they could be finished the Mechama, and then they could have Shabbos after they won the war. So Bishlamah, the sun had to stop. Bechdei Sheyarech Hayom, Al Chayarech Lo Mehemid, why did the moon have to stop? Ella says the Bnei Yisachar, Kivan Shecheshbonas Yisrael Leminyan Chagim Amo Adibisal Rak Lofi Ayareach. If the moon wouldn't have stopped, says the Bnei Yisachar, then the system in Shemayim would have been put out of kilter, put out of whack. Because if the sun stops and everything else keeps going,
So then everything is messed up. Where exactly the sun is supposed to be compared to the other planets and the stars and the moon. So he says, "Im Hashemesh Yamova Yirech Telech Yizbabel Hacheshbid Beminyan Asvira VeYizkalkalu Hamoadim Lachei Ne'alat Hayilaham Reshneim." That's why he had to stop everything. And if you, that's because if the moon wouldn't have stopped, so then everything would have messed up in terms of the entire system. The Malbim on that pasuk in Perek Yud says something a little similar, same ultimate result, but a different purpose. He says the Nais was exactly 24 hours. He has a idea from a pasuk that the sun stopped for exactly 24 hours, because if it wouldn't have stopped for 24 hours, then all the other planets and stars would have been in different places. So he waited exactly 24 hours that everything returned to where it was previously, and then it does stop. He has a diyuk in the pasuk that the sun stopped for exactly 24 hours. So that's some of the mefarshim about the story with Yehoshua. Okay, we can spend more time on it, but that'll suffice for today. Those three. So back to the Gemara, second wide line again. Tanu Rabbanan, Shloshim Niktam Alem Chama Ba'avuran. Three had the sun stop for them. Moshe, Yehoshua, Benakdim Ben Gurion. These three people, as we spoke about, how they're all connected. So Bishlam Benakdim Ben Gurion Gemara. Benakdim Ben Gurion. We just said the story of where it stopped. Yehoshua Nami Kra, and Yehoshua Ben Nun was based on the pasuk. Dichsiv Ayidom Hashemesh. The sun was silent. That's where the Medrash picks up that there was a conversation going on here. Someone said Yeshua was talking to the son. The son wanted to keep going, and Yeshua forced it. The pashtus of the pasuk, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that there was a conversation. We know that the celestial beings going through their daily orbits, that itself is a shevach to Hashem, like we say in Keladon every week. See, Keladon, that the fact that the sun moves and the moon moves, that itself is a shevach. They're talking. So vayido means they were silent. They couldn't go on their regular orbit. But again, the Medrash picks up that there was a conversation. So we know Nakdimon from the story that we just mentioned. We know Yoshua from the pasuk. Ela Moshe minalon. How do we know that Moshe stopped the sun? Amar Rabbi Elazar v'gzeir shava. Asya achel achel. Ksiv hacha achel teis pachdecha. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, I will place your pachad on the other nations. V'ksiv hasa machal gadelcha, and by Yeshua ben Nun also the same pasuk, same word is used. Rishu Baruch Meini Amar Asya Teis Teis, different Gzeira Shava. As we know that one is allowed to darshan Gzeira Shava by themselves, so these rabbanim had different misoras about which word was going to be the Gzeira Shava. Ksiv hacha achel teis pachlecha, v'ksiv hasa biyom teis Hashem es ha'emori. So that is machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ask you migufei dekra. You don't have to go for gzeira shava from the pasuk itself by Moshe Rabbeinu. We know what happened. Asher yishmuun shimacha v'ragzu v'chalu mipanecha. They will hear about you v'ragzu. They will fear v'chalu mipanecha. They will tremble before you. Emasai ragzu v'chalu mipanecha. When will they tremble? B'shosh nikdem alcham al Moshe. That's a source of trembling. That's how. That's the remez that Moshe stopped the sun. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah had said, beginning of the parak on yesterday's daf, that if there is a city that has rain and a city right next to it that doesn't have rain, so that is a sign of klala. And Amar Yehuda Marav Ishtan leklala. There, it's a siman klala for both of them, both the city that got rain and both the city that did not get rain. We had the different pshatim yesterday. Why exactly does the city close by have to daven? Is it because we think the makkah is going to spread? Is it stam? The Ran says, mishtatef beis sara. Different pshatim. Why the city that got rain has to spread? Rashi says it's because there's going to be a famine in that city, so they're going to come to this city to get food, and therefore nobody's going to have food. Says the Gemara. So now the Gemara gives three examples of psukim, which sound as like negative psukim, but Rav Yehuda is going to darshan them in a positive way. Haisa Yerushalayim l'nida b'neihem, pasuk in Eicha. Yerushalayim was like nida b'neihem. So pashtus is, nida is separated and far away from Hashem. So that's the pashtus is the negative. Amar v'yidom arav livracha k'nida. Right, it's libracha. Ma nida yeshla heter af Yerushalayim yeshla takana. Yerushalayim is compared to a nida. They're just like a nida is yeshla heter. It's the only one of the arayos. It's a machlokas whether nida is considered one of the arayos, but according to most Rishonim, nida is one of the arayos, but it's the only one of the arayos that has a heter. Someone's sister, someone's one of the only ones. Sorry, if you have maybe Eishes Achiv, Lacharmes, okay, one of the only ones. But it's one of the few arayos that has a heter. So just like nida has a heter, so the Yerushalayim will have a heter. I saw one of the Eine Yisrael says that it's a little deeper, the connection to Nida. We know the Gemara Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph says that what is the reason, if we could give a reason for the halachas of Taharas Mishpacha for Nida, kedei that the Isha is Chaviv Labaila Kishas Knisas Alechupa. So that the excitement stays. There was always Shas Heter, so then the excitement wouldn't stay and people would get bored with each other. So Baruch Hashem, we have Hilchot Taharas Mishpacha where a couple weeks out of the month there's a Shas Isser, so that once the Shas Heter starts, there's magic and there's electricity in the air again. That's Chazal and their infinite wisdom. The Torah starts, and then Chazal and their infinite wisdom came up with these halachas. And the greater the yearning, the greater the separation, the greater the simcha is after they come together again. So said the Ani Yisrael, it's the same thing here. The longer the galus, the longer the geula is going to be, and the greater the connection is going to be. He says that's why by the first galus it was only 70 years. So too the geula was for a certain amount of time. The second Beis Hamikdash did not stay for so long, right? 410 and 420, I think the two Batei Mikdash. But as we know, this geula, this long galus that we're in now, is very long and very extended. So that just is a reflection that the ultimate geula ha'asida is going to be nitzchus. It's going to be eternal because of the lengthy galus that we are in now. So again, it's deeper, not just lenida, but it's connected to that gemara nida that gives the svar. Haisa ka'almana. Next part of the drasha, Yerushalayim was like an almana. Amar of Yehuda lebracha. It's really a positive. Ki almana. It says ki almana. It doesn't say almana or le almana. It says ki, like. So ki almana v'lo almana mamish. Like an almana and not a real widow. What does that mean? Ella kasher ki isha shalach b'ilam nidas hayam v'leto lachzer aleha. Really doesn't mean that her husband has died, but as the Gemara calls, an almana chayus. An almana in her husband's lifetime, meaning the husband went away. She doesn't know where he is, but he's eventually going to come back. Be'ez Hashem. So here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gone away from us, Kaviyacho. There's Hester Panim, but we know it's only Ke'almana, not like Almana Mamish, and therefore he's going to come back. Continuing, V'gam Anina Sat, you can look in the Karen Ora if you want to know why we darsh in the first Pasuk of Nida, and then Almana, if in the Pasuk of Necha, it's the opposite order. First comes Haisa Kalmana, and then comes Nida. Okay. Another positive that we darshan positively. I will make you Jews. Hashem says, I'll make you Jews lowly and bazui, disgusted in the eyes of the nations. Amar Rav Yehuda lebracha. Again, it is a positive. Lo mukmi minon lo reishnari velo gizziripti. That we're never going to become tax collectors and we're never going to be placed in positions of power, which people usually hate. So we're going to be so lowly that they're never going to appoint us to these such positions. So it's a good thing for us because nobody's going to hate us. They'll just hate us for other reasons, not for reasons for being in those positions. And the Hashem says, we will be hit like a reed is hit in the water. Again, this is a positive comparing us to reeds. The wounds inflicted by someone who loves you are true. Those who are the kisses of those who hate you are false. Ne'etaros, for the word ne'etar means lahafoch, a pitchfork. We had in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, a pitchfork is something that's an atar, ayin tuf resh. I think Rashi quotes that Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yudal. So, but atar is ishiko sonis. What does that mean? That the wounds of a loved one is better than the kisses of a hated one. Tova klala shakila achia shiloni es Yisrael. Better is the curse that achia gave the Jews. Yosem mi bracha shebirchan bilam arasha. Better than the bracha that Bilam gave us. Achia shiloni kila bekane. Achia cursed us by calling us a reed. R-E-E-D. But that's a good thing. Amar lahem liYisrael, he said, V'hika Hashem is Yisrael, kasha yonad akana. Hashem should hit you like a reed is hit. Ma kana zeh, so why is it a good thing? Ma kana zeh, omid v'makamayim. This reed lives by a water supply. V'gizo ma'achliv, and it always regenerates itself. V'shor Hashem merubin, and has wide roots. V'afilu kol aruchu sheba olam bo'oz v'noshvas bo. All the winds in the world could come against this reed. Ein mezizisom bibkomo. It does not get uprooted. Ela holech uba imahen. And it just goes with them. It goes with the flow. Dama muharuchos, once the winds stop, Omet Akane Bimkom, where the Kan is still there. It's flexible. It goes back and forth, and that's a bracha. Aval Bilam Arasha, Birchan Be'erez. Bilam, compare them to a big, tall cedar tree, a big, strong tree. Shneimar Ka'arazim Alei Mayim. Some take out these two words, Alei Mayim, because we're about to contrast it. Ma'erez, Eino Omet B'Baka Mayim. Just like this cedar tree does not stand by water. The ink is Omachle, it will not regenerate itself once it's dead. Ve'in Shurashem Rubin, it does not have as wide-spreading roots as the Kane. Afilu Kal Rucha Sheba Olam Noshvosbo. Even if all the winds of the world come, it does not move. Once you got a big strong wind though, once you have one wind, boom, that could uproot it and it is finished. So therefore that shows the negative aspect of an erez. Got to be flexible. You can't be rigid and too strong. Below ode, Ella, and not only is this the previous a reason why a kane is better than an erez, Ella Shazacha kane litale menu kulmis, liklevo sefer Torah tenevi muksufim. But we even use a kane, we use a reed, in order to write stam, we use it to write Torah neviim and ksuvim with it. The Ramah quotes in Yaradeya, in Reish Ayin Aleph, this halacha. The Ramah writes, the Shulchan Aruch says you should write the sefer Torah with your right hand, Sarach liftov yamin. And then if you're a writer, you can't write a Torah with your left hand. Yesh omrim, sheishlichto bekulmul shel kane. The lobinotza, not with a feather, but right with the kulmis shel kane. And the Gra quotes our Gemara. It's the remez for this halacha. Interesting, he says Torah neviim uksuvim. Doesn't say Torah tefillin and mezuzah. Torah neviim uksuvim. It's mashma that they had klafim of neviim uksuvim. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So that's the end of that chazal. Tana Rabbanan. Lo'olam yehi adam rach ki kane v'al yehi kasha ki erez. A person should be as soft as a reed and not as hard as a cedar. Reminiscent of the drasha yesterday, that one has to be little like a kane, going with the flow and not being stubborn like Paro was. Valye kashika eris. So from the Magalias Hashas, he quotes here from the Magid, Rishalom Shwadron, that, interesting, the Gemara says, be like a rach and not like an eris. Is there anything in between? Just be like this and don't be like this. So he said, it's mashu from here that is one or the other. Every situation in life, we're either an eres or a kane. We're nowhere in the middle, so we got to work hard to be a kane, because if not, we're going to be an eres. We got to be. There's two extremes: the rach and the kasha. So therefore, he says we have to make sure that we are like rach. We're always bending and not forcing the issue. Okay, and here's a story related to that chazal. As we said in Tainus Da Beis, you don't have to wait long in Tainus for the next story. One time Rebbe Lazar was coming home. One of the Rebbe Lazars was coming home from learning. And he was on a donkey. And he was going next to the river. He was very happy. He felt good, but he felt a little too good about all the Torah that he had just learned. Right? Daito gasa alav. He was a little too high on himself. And he met somebody who was very ugly. Adam Echad, we'll see in a minute, that Rashi and Tosfos both say that there's a medrash that this was Eliyahu HaNavi. Mechur B'Yoser. Why is he, we'll say it now. Why did what force them to say it? Look at Rashi, the top Rashi. Yesh svarim shekasev bohen Eliyahu zachur latov. V'uniskavin lochicho shlo yarga b'davar. And he was trying to give him Musar. We'll see what happens in the story, that he shouldn't, he was a little too high. What forces Rashi to say, is there any reason why Rashi wants to say this, why Tosas wants to say this? So, one of the Mefarshim pointed out that we know there's a Chazal, Seches Chulin, Dav Zayin, that Hashta behemten shal tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadam. Tzadikim atzvon l'chol shekein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala, a stumbling block, even through the animals of tzadikim aren't going to do averus. Surely tzadikim themselves. So how could it be that he's going to do something to another person? We're going to see he's going to insult him. So maybe that's why they say it wasn't really another person. Was it really a regular beggar, regular ugly person? It was Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was coming to give him tochacha, coming to give him musar. But that's why, maybe because of this principle, he didn't want it to be a violation of this principle. That's maybe why Rashi Tosfos did it. There are other answers. How do you get out of this principle without forcing ourselves to say Eliyahu? Tosfos in a number of places, Rabbeinu Tam holds that principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not bringing takala le tzadikim is only by divrei achila. By Dibri Achila, an animal of a tzaddik is not going to eat treif. or it's not going to cause a tzaddik to eat treif. That's all only applies by divrei achila. The Ramban gives probably the most pashup shot, the Ramban and Chulin there in Daf Zayin and Aleph. The Ramban says the principle doesn't apply if the person is doing something wrong. If the person is a shogeg out of the blue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them a special siyata d'shmaya, that nothing happens. But if everybody has mechira chashis, if somebody's going to be in posheya, and he's going to insult somebody, so then you don't say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing. That's them bringing themselves. They're posheya. V'yish l'tarich, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be takala tzadikim, klal b'shogeg, shabbo l'tarim esayinoso. Aval, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, we have Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was mateh the candle, because he says, I'm going to read by the candle, I'm not going to be mateh the oil. And he was, he says, or some the other pshat that he was about to, 2 days in the Gemara. Fine. But Rabbi Shmuel, pshia ha'isa lo b'davar, shal chashas l'vechaveira. That principle doesn't apply if you're doing something wrong. Everybody can do averus. In tzadik v'aruz ha'shiyasa tova lo yechta. So that's what the different pshatim here had to answer that question. Okay, back to the story. So, there was a very ugly man, that meets Rabbi Lazar, who felt a little too good. Amalo, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe. So the Elio Anavi, let's say it was, says to Rebbe Lazar, Shalom Alecha, how are you? V'lo hechzer lo, we did not answer him. Did not give him back Shalom. Not give him back, why didn't he give him back Shalom? Some of the Bali Musar say, Torah usually makes your face shine, and his face wasn't shining. He didn't think he was a Torah scholar. And if you're not a Torah scholar, is that appropriate to come and say hello to a Torah scholar before the Torah scholar says hello to you? He's trying to give different pshatim why he did this. Amar lo reka, so instead of giving him shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom, he insults him. Reka, you empty one, says Rabbi Lazar to Elio, to this ugly person. Kama mechur oso ha'ish, how ugly you are. Shema kobne ircha mechur and kamoscha. But does everybody in your city look like you? Right? Do you come from an ugly town? So amar lo, eini odeya. So Elio says, I'm not sure, but you know what? Why don't you go back to my creator and ask him, wow, what an ugly kli you made. Why do you make such an ugly kli? Why don't you go back to the one who made me? All of a sudden he realizes what he did, his sin. He gets down from his donkey, and he starts begging him, please answer me, give me mechila. No. I told you what you have to do. Go ask my maker, why do you make such an ugly kli? I'm not giving you mechila. So he followed after Elio Anavi, or this Adam, whoever it was, until he came back to his hometown. So the townspeople went out to greet Rabbi Lazar. Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. Right? They greeted him. Rebbe, teacher, how are you? Rebbe. So Elio says, who are you calling Rebbe? To that guy who's going after your feet. So Amr Lahem, is that Rebbe? If this is your rabbi, we don't need too many of those amongst the Jewish people. If this is your rabbi, we don't need too many of those. They say, what are you talking about? This is our rabbi. So he related the story. So they said, so they said to him, please be Michael him. He's an Adam Gadol, and he must have made a mistake. Okay, not for his sake, for your sake, because you're asking me to be mochel him, I'll be mochel them. Ubilvad, as long as shelo yehi rogil asos kein, as long as he's not rogil to do such behavior. The Marsha here points out, what do you mean rogil? He could do it 3 times in his life. Wait, he shouldn't be a rogil. He shouldn't make a habit of it. Okay, once in a while. So the Marsha says it doesn't mean rogil. It's from the word margil. He shouldn't have the gaiva that's margil him to do this. That accustoms him to do this. But he even shouldn't do it once. He shouldn't take the pasuk rogel literally. Okay. Miyatz, all of a sudden, Niklas Rebbe Lazar ben Rebbe, Reb Shimon Vidara. So right after that he said, La'olam al, La'olam yehei adam rak ke'kanav al yekasha ke'eres. He darshan that chazal, which we started off with. You gotta be rak ke'kanav. L'fichach, and again, so what's it, how was he rak? How was he kasha in this case? Means like he was thought of himself, only thinking of his own dots. He wasn't thinking about anybody else. Lefichach zacha kana lito lemen akomis lichto bosev Torah tefillin umizuzas. Period.
What's an anesilach?
Right, I am answered to you. Right, the Gemara says that sometimes by machol. By macholi, right, anesilach, I am giving myself up to you. Please be mochel me. I am ne'enet to you. Third wide line. So one of the plagues listed in the Mishnah yesterday was a city that's houses, that buildings are falling down out of nowhere. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Mapola Sha'amru, the plague about the houses falling down, Berios Velo Re'uos, we're talking about literally healthy buildings, not weak, dilapidated buildings, She'en Re'uos Lipo, Velo Re'uos Lipo, and ones that are not fit to fall down. Not ones that are fit to fall down. So, heini obrios, heini ush inem ruyus lipol, heini ruos, heini ruyus lipol. So, Lamaisa, this Brisa said two things. We're only talking about buildings that are healthy, brios, strong, and number two, they're not fit to fall down. So, it sounds like two different things. The only time there's a plague is if strong buildings and buildings that shouldn't fall. So, what is each of these phrases including? So, lo tzricha, the nafli machmas govaihu. You could have a very strong building inherently, but it falls down because it's too tall. Let's see, you build your tower, right, you're building with blocks. You build the tower too tall, too skinny, and then it's a strong building, but it's going to topple over. So that's one way. Inami.
The term is still engineering called slenderness factor.
Slenderness factor.
And that's okay. The ratio of this to that.
Okay, like slenderness factor. There it is. We got the exact term. Exact term. Inami de Kaimon Aguda Denara. Or you have a building that's on the river banks. So again, it might be a strong building, but it is not going to last. So these are examples of brios, but not fit to fall down. Right? I'm sorry, the opposite. Brios, but ruios lipo. They're bari inherently, but they are fit to fall down because of their situation. And now we have examples of the other one. What are examples of ruos? Weak buildings, but not fit to fall. Hakiahi ashisa ruua davi ben arada. Like that weak, dilapidated wall in Ahardo, the Lavi Chalav Rav Shmuel Tute, that Rav Shmuel never walked under, Avagav Dekaima Ba'asra Tlaser Shnin, even though it stood there for 13 years. 13 years, this weak wall was about to fall down. But it didn't. So that wall is about to fall down, but it's Re'uos, but it's in a Re'uos Lipol. So by the way, a story about that wall, Yom Achad Ikla Rav Ada Bar Ava Lahasam, one day Rav Ada Bar Ava came there. Amalei Shmuel Arav, Nasi Mar Nakifs, they're about to walk by the wall, so Shmuel says, let's walk around. Right? Shmuel was a doctor, he knew exactly not to take chances, so he says, Shmuel, let's walk around this. Amalei Lotzrichna, Ha'idna, De'ikir Rav Ada Bar Ava Bahadon, De'nafir Schuse, V'lo Mistafina. So Rav says, no, today we don't have to be worried, because Rav Ada Bar Ava is here, he's the Gadol Hadar, nothing's going to happen with him, so we can walk right under the wall. I think what somebody in the shul gave a shiur a couple of years ago on Shavuos night about Rav and Shmuel, how Shmuel was much more practical, down to earth, never taking right in many of his machlokesim, and Rav was more into the metaphysical, about 10 or 12 different machlokos about going to a doctor, about various that they ask Michael Oppenheim when he comes back, Michael and Menachem, but this is this could go on that list. Right? Shmuel says, let's walk around. Rav says, no, don't worry about it. We'll go right under, and it'll be. We don't have to be worried because of the schus of Rav Ada Bar Ava. So Rav Huna. So now another story about Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Huna hava alei hahu chamra bahi besa reiya uboy lefnuye. Rav Huna had a bunch of wine barrels in a house that was pretty dilapidated, and he was worried that it was going to fall down. But he wanted to get his wine out earlier first. So Ila the Rav Ada Bar Ava lohasam. So you know what he does? I got a great plan. Let me bring Rav Ada Bar Ava into the house. So he brings it. Well, I'm sorry. Right. Well, we're going to see in a second. Right. He brings him into the house. Mashche bishmeitza. And he starts talking to him and learning. Starts talking to him and learning inside the house. So he doesn't realize what he's doing. Meanwhile, he's carrying his barrels back and forth outside the house. Ah, depanya, until he finishes all the barrels. And now he's, okay, well, great, thank you for that chiddush, and now it's time to leave. Pasa denafig nafal besa, right after they go out, the house falls down. Argish Rav Ada Bar Ava, ikpid. Rav Ada Bar Ava realizes that he was just used, and he's makpid about it. He's upset. Savarla, why is he upset? Ki hadam rabbianai, la'olam ayabar adam makam sakana. Because the rule is that you're not supposed to stand with makam sakana. V'yomar osin li nes. Sheme ein osin lo nes. You're not supposed to stand in b'makam sakana. Maybe a nes wouldn't occur to you. V'im tev zelomar osin lo nes, v'nach lo bizchuyosav. And even if a nes occurs, maybe that they're going to detract from your zechuyos. Amar abrechon achanan, amai kra, dechsiv kotodi mikol ha-chasadi mikol ha-emes. What's the pasuk that's merames to this? By Yaakov Avinu, I am small, mikol ha-chasadim, u-mikol ha-emes, from all the chesed that you have done for me. What's the source for this halacha about not standing b'makom sakana? That's a machlokas Bavli in Yerushalmi. The Bavli says it's based on the pasuk v'nishmartim o the nashoseichem. Got to take care of yourself. The same makar that one has to exercise, same makar that one has to eat healthy, is the same makar that one is not allowed to put themselves in a dangerous spot. That's what the Mesulas Yesharim writes in Perek Tes. Perektes in Mitzvos Yesharim, he writes, Klol Shodavar, where is this? Here it is. Umisha yirtze shelo yinag atzma b'derech hachachma v'yachmir afko l'tzakanos ein ze bitachon ela holus. That's not bitachon, walking out in the middle of the street and hoping for the best. That's holus. That's foolish. V'idehu chote mashu osen neged ratzon abor yisparach shemo sherotze sheishmer adam es atzmo. And to understand this a little better, we should have to understand, it's just one thought said by a number of Mefarshim. I have it here from one. And that is, what's this idea about? Not going to welcome sakana. You know, if it's a person's time, it's a person's time. If it's not a person's time, it's not a person's time. Right, so what difference would it make if it's a, if the Gzeirah Min HaShamayim is supposed to happen, it's supposed to happen, if not, not. So again, this is obvious, but it has to be said. And that is, Kadosh Baruch Hu set up a system of nature. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to change nature. If there is a dangerous situation that a person puts themselves in, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have to change nature and do something miraculous in order to help a person. Right, similar to the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, which we say Friday night, Nusach Ashkenaz, Baba Malikin, right? In three situations, right, an Isha has to be careful b'shas childbirth for three avers. What childbirth? When if she needs the decree, she should get the decree. If she's a tzedekah, she's a tzedekah. The answer is b'shas sakana, there's more danger. B'shas sakana, even if a person's a tzaddik. Right, even the Gadol Ador has to say Tfilas Aderach. Right? Why? Because B'shas HaSakana, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to change nature, in order to not everybody's worthy for an ace. Not everybody is with Zochet to have an ace calling. To have regular nature, this special protection, the special hashgacha. But for Kadosh Baruch Hu to have to go out of his way to give extra hashgacha, so that's not something that we like to force God's hand. Maybe he won't be forced. So that is why a person always has to stay safe. That's what the Ran writes in his drushes, and the drushes are Ran. Hashem Yisbarach bara mitzius ba'olam. Sheyeshna mekomosu matzavim sha'asakana bahem krova lavo. V'ritzono Yisbarach sheyeh b'koach matzavim ela lahazak la'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system of nature, and it gives koach to that system. He can stop it every once in a while, but generally he does not like to. The Rambam says every time a nace occurs, it might reflect an imperfection in nature. The world can't exist as HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally said it. Right, so that's ad kedei kach. That's the basis, the idea behind this isser, and that is even if somebody's not zocha, they can't put themselves b'makom sakana. But the source of that in the Bavli is v'nishmartem ol nafsho seichem. Just to mention the makor of the Yushalmi, which fits in nicely. The Yushalmi says the makor is lo sanasu sheshem alkechem, which we had earlier in the Masechta. We spoke about aser to aser. You're allowed to test God by tztaka. But that's the general. The Yushalmi says that's the general makor, not testing God, because don't put yourself in a situation where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to go to work for you. Yeah. Right, the Sadat is Bekatrik, at certain times, happy moments. That's why Chassid and Nakala need a shomer, the minug is, right? Because there are different times that there are certain powers that can happen. Okay, so that's why Rav Adar Bar Abba was not happy about going inside the house and being used. Okay, weiter. Ma'abi uvde de Rav Adar Bar Abba. What was so great about him? Rav Adar Bar Abba, why do you have so many schuyos? What did he used to do? Ki ha de itmar shalu tamid of Rav Adar Bar Abba b'meharach l'yamim. What gave you long life? What were you using schuyos? Amar lahem. First one is pretty challenging. Mi yamay lo ekbadati b'soch besi. Never got angry inside my house. Never raised my voice in my house. Beso is zu ishto. Beso is zu children. One of those. We'll take both of those. Not to get angry outside the house. That's one mila. It's even harder in behind closed doors to keep one's temper down. Something that we could all work on. And I did not walk in front of anybody who was greater than me. I never thought of Torah in a place that was dirty, that I was not allowed to think of Torah. And I never walked Dalet Amos, 6 to 8 feet. I never went 6 to 8 feet without thinking about Torah and Tefillin. The Meiri says, beautiful, the last two go together. Even though it just shows you the Gavlus, he was so machmir not to walk Dalet Amos without Torah, but when it came to a machmir Metunaf, he didn't. If we'll read those two together. He was so asuk by Torah, but still when it came to a machmir Metunaf, he stopped. I never slept in a Beis Medrash. So the Turi Evan says, it sounds like, what, you're allowed to sleep in a Beis Medrash? This is a Midas Chasidus. Midas Chasidus didn't sleep, so he thinks maybe you're allowed to take a little Ashinas Arai. You don't have to take Ashinas Kevin in a Beis Medrash. Ashinas Arai, maybe a little catnap. And you put your head down for a second to get your strength back. So maybe that's Me'ikar Adin, okay? If it's a little bit, but he didn't even do that. V'lo Sasti Betakalas Chaveirai, and I never was happy with the Takala of my friends. Again, the post-game tried to figure out, isn't that Osir? B'tfolo Yivchal Tismach. They say it must have been an added dimension. Maybe even your sone. one of the Mefarshim say. He still wasn't Sameach. V'lo karasi l'chaveri b'hachinaso. I did not call my friend by a nickname. V'yamrile b'chachinaso. Or chachinaso. Nickname that requires a separate shear. A chaver of mine, if you want to look, Rabbi Daniel Feldman, he has a couple of svarim out. He has an English sefer out. There's a whole chapter on nicknames. And he has all the makoros there for one wants to do more research about that. Amalei Rav al Rav from Bar Papa. Period. So that's the end of Rav de Brava. So Amalei Rav al Rav from Bar Papa. Leimelan mar mehani mili mal yasa davi avid Rav Huna. Tell me some great things that Rav Huna used to do. So we'll read this today, and we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. So Amalei biankusei delo dachirna. I don't really remember his youth. I don't remember so much about his youth. B'sivusei dachirna. I remember what he used to do in his older years. To call yoma deiva havimafkin le bugu harka dadava. Every cloudy day where they saw it was about to rain and storm, they used to bring him out in a golden chair. He was a very rich man. V'sayer lo l'kulamas, and he used to check out the entire city walls. V'chol ashis adavis riyasa havisasole, and every wall that he thought was ra'ua, that was weak, that he thought might fall down in the impending storm and it might hurt somebody, so then he used to knock it down right then. E Epshar Lamara Banila, and if the owner himself could build it up again, so the owner used to build it. Vilo Epshar Banila Hu Imi today, and if not, Rav Huna himself used to take care of the expenses. That's one thing he used to do. V'chopani demali shabsa havi mishad shlucha l'shuka. And every Friday, he used to send a shliach to the shuk. V'chol yarka davi paish l'liginoi zavinle. And he used to buy any leftovers that the sellers in the market used to have. Any vegetables left over, he didn't want them to have to deal with the leftovers. He used to buy everything, make sure that they finished their supply. And what did he do? But then he threw it into the river. He threw the extra vegetables into the river. So why did he do that? So why didn't he at least give it to the poor people? No, they would rely on that. Like, oh, Rafuna's going to give us the leftovers. So we don't have to go buy. So maybe one day, and it's two things. Number one, the sellers are going to be bad. They're not going to get the buyers. And also, maybe one time there won't be leftovers. So, v'lishnei l'behema, why did they at least give it to his animals? You have to throw it into the river? No, kasavar ma'achal adam imachin l'behema. No, he felt that food that could be consumed by people is not allowed to be given to animals. Rashi quotes two deos. Either because it's a reflection that you're bo'et in the goodness that Hashem does for you, you give it to your animals. Or number two, that there's a chance if you throw it into the river that downstream is going to go up on shore and people are going to find it. So that's why you're not being bo'ed by throwing it into the water. So why do you do it in the first place? Why do you buy him in the first place? Because if you don't, so then the next time the seller is only going to bring less supply because they're not going to think that there's so much to sell and therefore that's going to cause problems in the future. So when he used to have medicine that nobody else had, he used to hang it in a jug from the doorway of his house. Whoever needs the medicine, please feel free, come and take. He knew he had good medicine for taking care of the demon called Shivsa. The same thing. He used to hang it by his door. Come take it. Last one, when he used to break bread, before he used to eat, he used to open his gate. Who needs bread? Come on in. The original Halach Ma'anya. Right? He did it all year, though. Whoever needs. Amar Rava, kulu matzina makayme. Rava says, I could do all of them. Labar meha, except for this last one. Delo matzina lemevin. I couldn't open my door and invite everybody in. Mishum derefishim bnei chela de mechuzah. Because the bnei chela are too much in mechuzah. What's the bnei chela? Some say either it means so many poor people, Rashi says, v'michla karna, and they're going to be, eat me out of my house. Or others say it means bnei chela, sometimes means army. Like there are too many soldiers around, they're going to come in and eat everything. So that's why I can't do that. Period. Okay, so maybe I'm sorry.
Or the
island. All right.
Was
Mechuzah a wealthy town? Yeah, I guess it would. Wherever there's an affluent town, you know there are people knocking on the doors, right? So they go hand in hand. So again, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the story. And tomorrow we got the great story of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Be'ez Hashem, looking forward. Again, details are not known yet about the Levaya. Be'ez Hashem, when it becomes known, we will we'll make it public. Oh, it's known? 1:30 today? They got an earlier flight? 1:30? 1:30 at Boulevard. Oh, so they got an earlier. Okay. 1:30. It's on Yule. It's on Broadway.
It's on Broadway.
1:30 this afternoon. Okay. When was that? No, that was an email. When I went, what? Did they get an earlier flight? They did, Baruch Hashem. Okay, 1:30.